Pasuk, the Heilige Mishnah.
On Daf Kuf Dalet Omer Alef. Boskim melach agabe kevesh bishvil shelo yachaliku. In the Beit HaMikdash, it is mutter to put salt, and even according to many, to crush the salt, or to put it on the kevesh that goes up on the Mizbeah. And if it's raining outdoors, the kevesh gets awfully slippery. And so when the Kohanim are going up, the Mizbeah, they can easily slip. And therefore, you're allowed, some learn that both can actually means to crush. That's how Rashi understands it. Which would mean that Lakor, there's no Issur D'oraita, and grinding is actually to be a told of token when it comes to salt. Indeed, many posts can bring a raya from here to that halacha. And so you could put down salt, and furthermore, you can be mimale, you can allow to bring water out from the two borot, the Bor HaGola and the Bor HaGadol, which was in one of the Lishakot in the Azora, which appears to be, you'd think, what would be the problem there? We'll see in the Gemara that the problem is the next word, Begalgal, Bishabbat, that you can use the mechanism, and we'll see what the problem would be in doing such a thing in your own chatzar. But apparently we're only being matir because of Ein Shvut B'Mikdash again. With Be'er HaKar, you would be able to use the Be'er HaKar, which is not clear what that means. The Gemara is going to discuss what the Lashon of Be'er HaKar is, on Yontem. However, not on Shabbos, and that seems to be even if we're talking about the Beit HaMikdash. Again, we'll have to see what the reference is. We'll see that some historical reference. Ramila Ravika Mipashruni Alu Rava. Ravika Mipashruni pointed out to Rava there seems to be a problem here because Tanan Boskin Mayim Alagabit Kevish Bishru Shaloyachaliku, which is clear that this is a din, specifically in the Kevish of the Bizveyak, we're talking about the Beit HaMikdash, in which case this is specifically one of those shvut that were not Gozer B'Mikdash. But B'Medinalo, apparently you could not do the same on your own driveway. For Amini, Chatzer Shenit Kalkala, B'Meme Geshamim, Mevi Teren Umradeva. On the other hand, it says B'Feirush, that if you have in your own yard a muddy area, you're allowed to take straw, spread the straw over, and tamp it down.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos? So why is the story of the salt essentially different from the story of the teven? Answered he, Shainei teven de lo mevatele. When it comes to putting down the teven, there's no chashash of binyan. Because since your intent is to take away the teven, you're not going to leave straw all over your yard. So as soon as things dry up, you're going to be using that teven. And therefore, there's no chashash that maybe you'll come lashot gumot to press it in to make it even as if it's a building material, because something that is usable to eat over here, the animals can still eat it. You can use it to make cement with. Mashenkin, once melach is stepped on, then it's just going to stay there permanently. You're not going to use it for anything. In which case, b'medina tzaser because of shema'ati lashviy gumot, and that would be. It told of binyan. And it says the Gemara. Sorry? So, what is your question? Why is it any good to do it?
Once you put it on the ground, the melach disappears.
Where's the binyan?
First of all, the case of Shelo Yachliku doesn't mean that it's pouring, that it's going to just dissolve the melach. Otherwise, what would be the point of spreading it over here? We're talking about you have a damp area. So then it becomes, it's tapped in, and it might be tapped in and left there. When we talk about permanent, it doesn't mean that it itself has to be permanent. It means that as long as it's there, it's permanent. In other words, if I'm being mashveh gumot with a material that ultimately is going to wash away again, that doesn't change anything. Let's say I would have a muddy chatzer, and I would take a board and I would spread the mud evenly. That's also actually a gumot. So you'll say it's going to rain now, and it's going to, in another 10 minutes it'll rain, and it'll make it all muddy and messed up again. I mean, that's irrelevant. The pula that I'm doing is, you make it tiny, I won't be chayiv perhaps if it's a davar she'eino shel kayoma. But it certainly is an act of Ashwiyagumot. Asks the Gemara, Omerle Ravacha, Bereda Ravla Ravashi, let's think about this for a minute, because I'd like to understand Hechidam. What is the case exactly in the Beit HaMikdash, where we're allowed to put the Melach there? The Chorim and Manavshach, Idem Evatle, if you intend to leave the Melach there, so then you're going to be over on Mosif HaBinyan. You're not allowed to change any of the Midot of the Beit HaMikdash. And it turns out that you're going to actually change. Now you're going to have a thin layer of salt, which is meant to stay there as long as it stays. And that's not Alpi, the Nevi'ut that was given to Akob Ichtav Miyad Hashem Alai Yiskil, as David HaMelech said that he was Mekabo from Shmuel when they were in Nayot. So how are you allowed to do that? On the other hand, if you're not going to be Mevata the salt, then you have another problem. Then what happens is, at that point, it becomes a chatzitza the same way that you're not allowed to have anything between your feet and your bare feet and the stones. So too, when you're doing the aveda of bringing up things on the mizbeach, lechora, you're going to now not be doing it properly because you're not standing on the azor, you're standing on salt. So either way, it doesn't work. Answers the Gemara will have to say that you're not mevatalit, and we don't care about a chatzitza because we're talking about halachat evarim lakedesh. The lav avodai, what we're talking about over here is actually the area in which we use the salt afterwards. How can you use salt if it's stepping on? We use salt for the skins in the Beit HaMikdash, from halachat orot. But the problem over here is that it's a chatzitza. We'll only put down the salt at such places and times when you're doing something that's not an aveda. So a holacha that is not of dam, but is just of evarim, that you're putting down, meanwhile, on the kevesh, that's not an aveda. The kapora is not part of that, and therefore we don't care if you have a chatzitza. Is that true, though? The low? V'aktiv, don't we learn out from a posig where it says v'hikriv ha-kohen et ha-kol v'hiktir ha-mizbecha? What is the hikriv if it's not the hiktir exactly? They say bring it close. Bring it close in what sense? V'yomar mar, bringing close means holachate varim lakevash, which means that the Torah is including the hakrava, the bringing close to the mizbeach, that I'm putting it up on the kevesh as part of the aveda that a kohen has to do. Because it says hakohen. If it's a din just to get it there, you could have a monkey bring it there. I mean, what is it? Not a din in kuhuna. Therefore, must be that a chatzitza would indeed be ma'akev. Okay, we're back to our problem. If it's there to stay, then it's aser mishum ha'sofat binyan. If it's there not to stay, so then as long as it's there, it's a chatzitza. Oh, okay, fine. Sorry, I didn't mean olachat evarim. I mean elaima boolachat etzim lemaaracha, the lav avoda. If I'm bringing up wood to put on the maarachat amizbeach to burn the evarim, that is not considered, the holacha per se is not considered to be an avoda. There's no place where the Torah says that has to be done al yedei kohanim. Dorash Rava, chatzer shenit kalkalabi memegishamim. And Rava once got up, we say Dorash, it means it was Dorash Barabim. He got up in the Beit HaMidrash, and he was Dorash to the people that were there, that if your yard becomes ruined in rainwater, mevi teven umradeva, you can bring straw and tamp it down on the ground. And then he went and sat down in his place, and Rava, the Papa came over to Rava and said, how could you have said that? Because what it meant was you can go around and pound it down with your feet or with whatever you want. Vatanya, and yet in the Braita it says, be careful not to merade normally, but rather kishu merade, eno merade lo besal, lo bekupa, elo beshulei kupa. The only thing that you're allowed to step on this teven with is beshinui. So if you have a broken basket where all that's left is the bottom, you can put that down and you can bang on the tevin. But you certainly can't do it the way that you would do it b'chol, because it's an uvda d'chol. And so what you did was very misleading. So immediately, Hadar Ukim Rova Amora Ale, Rova turned on his Shabbos amplifier, which consisted of an Amira, who would say over the halacha to the rabbi, Vidorash, and he said as follows. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, and I probably didn't say the ladies' part. Vorim sha'amarti lifnechem ta'utein piyadai. I made a mistake and I told you over halacha improperly. Bram, kach amru mishum Rabbi Eliezer. The correct thing is, as was quoted here in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, in a braita, kishu muradeh, eno muradeh lo b'sal v'lo b'kupa, ela b'shulei kupa, and I'm sorry for misleading you. Boy, can you imagine, huh? I mean, today we get up and say, I'm sorry if you didn't understand my intent, but I heard that somebody misunderstood me. Oops. Is that something important?
Amen.
The straw. The straw has to be you add four Shabbos for the straw.
A straw is always not muktzah because it's roi for achila. It's eaten by behemoths, or it's usable for lying on its own. So our problem over here would only be because of tamping is the problem of ashviya gumas. But to tamp mamish normally, but even tamping kedarko shebuchol is just a shail of uvda dechol. If I'm just putting it down to take away, which the Gemara said before would be the case here. Mimalin mi boragula ukla ulo ikla ladeira minasha. Now, the Mishnah is not clear what it views as the problem of using the mechanism in the Bor HaGolah, that we'd have to be matir using a bucket and what do you call the mechanism of a galgalo?
A pulley
and a wheel and pulley mechanism to bring up a bucket.
Crank.
But it's not clear why is that a problem, Bekla. Why is it only mutter in the Beit HaMikdash? So what happened once is that Ula came to Rav Benash's house, and a fellow came along and knocked on the door. Atahu gavra, taraf abava. Seems like a rather innocent thing to do, except unfortunately he made the mistake of doing it on Shabbos while Ula was in the house. So Ula shouts out, man, hi, who is that? Litchel gufe, may his body be mechulal. The komachal el shabata, he's being mechal Shabbos, knocking on a door, making noise, ashmat kol. What is this here?
Supposed to ring the bell.
Lo asra la kol shel shir. The din of ashmat kol is only because of the chashash of a tikkun of a musical instrument. So how is knocking on a door? How could that come to be included in the gzera of ashmat kol? Eitve Abaye, so Abaye asked from the following. Ma'alin b'diyupi, umitifin miyarak l'chole b'shabbat. So here we have an interesting, what do you do when you don't have a CD player? Now this is a serious question. How would you be able to create an instrument that continues to make sound even though you're not in the room? So one thing you could do is be malin b'diupi. You have a barrel, and a diupi is as it sounds, a dual peh, so that you create a siphon mechanism in which one pipe pours into another. All you have to do is sip the first little bit, get it over the loop, and then it keeps pouring. So you could do that for a chola. And that would be no problem. And that could be simply for reasons of having him available all the time.
No, it's making noise, dripping?
Well, it could be that. The second one is entirely from that. But it's also to provide continuous irrigation or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the second one is entirely for water, for noise. You can use what they used to use before they came out with the steam irons. Remember, they had that thing with the little holes on the bottom You put water in it and you let your sprinkle. Finger off the top whenever you wanted it to get wet. So you could go over the clothes, release your finger, and then the water would be allowed to come out because of the air pressure would not be the same. And when you want it to stop, you put your finger back on. So if you fill this up and you put it over a tin pan or something, and then you let it drip, it continues to make a noise. And you're allowed to do this for a chola, but you can't do it for a bori, apparently. Now, what is the problem? I would assume that the problem here is that you have a chola who is semi-comatose. You're trying to wake him up, but you're afraid to shake him and to cause damage or shock to his system. So you're basically creating a low-level alarm clock. You're going to make a ding 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 noise, you know, which is certainly not very pleasant. Alarm clocks are meant to wake you up, not to put you to bed. And therefore, by definition, we're talking about something that, even though it's not a musical noise, nonetheless is mutter to do only to wake up a chola, but not for a bori. So in other words, apparently it's usher to do this. Why must be that even non-musical sounds are considered to be usher mitam hashmaat kol? In which case, Ula was correct in objecting to somebody's banging on a door on Shabbos, even though it's not musical, but it's ulidei kol. So shema mina ulidei kala asir. It must be, from here we see, that any holadat kol is asir. Says the Gemara, lo. And maybe just the opposite. We have an ill person who can't fall asleep. Maybe they're outside, they're building the churva or something. They're making so much noise. It's impossible to fall asleep. So what do you want to do? You want to create some background humming or zimzum. Zimzum, of course, over there would be ashmaat kol. That is a musical sound because it's meant to put him to sleep. And therefore, it's also for the bari. But if it would be indeed an alarm clock sound, it would be mutar labari. So the mishtama ki kaladam zimzumi esvet. Somebody who is out there acting as a scarecrow on Shabbos, udla'av mipnei achaya, or he's trying to keep animals away from his pumpkins. Did I?
With nim and teal, that is.
No, I said that. Yeah, he called the mazumi is the last word. Eitve, hamishamre perotav mipnei ofot is somebody who's trying to keep birds off of his ofot. Dula'av mipnei achaya is trying to keep cats away from his pumpkins. Mishamer kedarko b'shabbat, he could sit there watching, but he can't get them away by making noises. So bilvad shelo yisapek v'lo yitapeach v'lo yirakeit keder shu oseh b'chol. He can't bang on his chest and pretend he's King Kong, or smack his hands together making a clapping sound, or stomp around on the ground and scare them away. My timer must be Vladika Molik Kala. I mean, he's certainly not trying to serenade the birds. He's trying to scare them away and make sounds that are not musical. And nonetheless, it says over here that it's also. So you see that you cannot make sounds even when they're not musical sounds, in which case you can't knock on a door. Omrevacha Bar Yaakov, no, that's not the reason. The reason that he's not allowed to do all of this is not because what he's doing it's usher, it's because he's doing what he normally does. And part of what he normally does is pick up a stone and throw it at him. And therefore, if we allow him to start banging on his chest, when he gets really Kong-like, he may end up actually picking up Yitot Tzror. He'll pick up a Tzror on Shabbos and throw it at them, and then it could be Rosh Hashanah, and he'll be metaltal or arbamis brishus haram. It could come to nisidi raisa, but enochinami hashmaat kol that is not pleasant is not considered to be usher. Perhaps. So velahad yom reviud amarab nashima mesachakot ve'egozim asur, that women who play with marbles on Shabbos, it's usher. Why is that? Isn't it because when you click the marbles one on the other, it's supposed to make a nice clicking sound, click, you know, and that's oli de kol. So he said to him, no, that's not the reason. Boy, I never thought anybody would think marbles is because of the nice sound they make. The reason over there is because it's because what if you're playing field is not exactly smooth and one of your marbles keeps going off, so you don't want to lose your marbles. You spread the earth properly, and then you're going to have the Lidya Yeshuya Gumais. Nothing to do with the sound. By the way, don't think I'm stomping your off. Lote Ma'achi. If that's not the reason, so can you explain to me why Rav Yehuda says that they can't use apples? Nashima Masachakot B'Tapuchim Azayim. Certainly the apples don't make much of a sound when you hit one apple with another apple. So therefore must be, certainly, what kind of noise is made over there? So clearly there's an overall issur of rolling things, whether they're marbles or egozim or they're apples, because of the problem of your smoothing the floor. Smoothing the floor, you'll come, la shviye gumot. That must be the marker. So far we have no mikar for an issur of making noises that are not musical. But now we come to the issue of our Mishnah, which is how we got to all of this. Tznan mimali mi bor hagola mi bor hagadol begal b'shabbat b'migdash in b'mdina lo. It's quite clear from here in our list of various shvuts that became mutter only because we're not gozer shvut b'migdash. One of which is that you're allowed to use a crank to pull up water from the galgal, from the bore in the Beit HaMikdash, the only reason I can think that it would be usher to do that anywhere else is because of the noise that it makes. Now it must be, and it's certainly not a musical noise, must be Mishumi Lude Kolo, the usher. That would be the usher elsewhere, and we're not gozer Lude Kolo in the Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, no, that is also not the problem. The problem is that once you use a mechanism in your chatzar, it becomes very suggestive. You look at that big bucket of water and you say to yourself, gee, what am I going to do with all that extra water now that I had a drink? Certainly not going to waste it. How about pouring it out on the garden? So you may come, in that case, Shema Yimalei Legina Tova L'Churvato. So you don't want to do something suggestive. But if it would be in your home, there would be no iser b'shum ilude kola. And in fact, Amemar was shari l'mimlam b'gilgol b'mechuzah. Because of this reasoning, that the only iser to use a galgal on Shabbat is because of the chashash that you'll come to use the water in an area where it's aser. So Amemar was matir in mechuzah to use the well with the mechanisms of the crane, because he said, my time of Gozer Rabbanan, the only reason the Rabbanan asked using a Galgal on Shabbat was because Shema Yamala Leginatov Lechurvato. That's because in these large, and Rabbi Natan points out, it's only talking about a large Galgal. And again, not because of the noise, but because since you're going to bring up so much at a time, the very fact that you have a lot there is suggestive, and it makes you feel, what am I going to do with all of this water? We're certainly not going to be gozer, he says, on what we have in our days, in our chatzerot, where we have a small little bucket that's enough, basically, for a pitcher of water. There's no gezer of Shem Yamala v'ginatov l'kurvatov. But in Mechuzah, where they had large ones, he was also matir. Why? Because in Mechuzah, it was basically an industrial town. There ain't no gardens left in Mechuzah. So because of that, there's nothing that you're going to do with that water. Every single square inch of the town is covered with parking lots. So it's all paved. We don't have kurvas.
Is the Galgal on our mission, is it a pulley? Or is it that big water wheel thing that they...
No, it's a pulley. Even the kachaza, but of course, being as it was mechuza, you can be sure that they'll use it for something. So, even the kachaza, the kataru bakitna, after he saw that they had these holding pits for allowing the flax, the yapishtan, to sit there and to soak. So then, asalu, then he asked it because he figured, so they'll use it. They'll use it for that purpose. And there we have Shilas, either Lisha or Levon, and whatever the case was.
If you think it's a Gezeirah, can anybody decide, well, in this town, that's really the machuza. Well, yeah, we don't,
normally,
have, maybe we don't have this, we don't have that, and that was in the days of the
100%, your ha'ara is well taken, very well taken. The truth is, of course, we know that with Rabbonan, we're nimna to make a gezeira, which they were oil of a minyan, and they were gozer a particular thing. Of course, you can't say that it depends on circumstances. But over here, there was no particular gezeira. All that we did is we saw that since the Mishnah assumed that such a thing is mutter only by Migdash, there must be a problem. We often find that the Chachamim will say, oh, don't do that, you'll come to X, Y, and Z. What do you mean you'll come to? Is it okay? Is there such a takana? There is no such a takana. There are those things that the element is so suggestive that we understand it's under the general rubric of Mishmeret. This is the way to be Mishmeret Drachai. But in Achinami, in a location where not, we had the same thing with the Dilmahatila Shvi'e Gumot, with using a broom. So if you're in a city where people have floors that are not tiled, so then there's a problem. In Bechuza, where everybody's rich and everything is tiled, then there's no problem. It's the same idea. But in Achinami, a particular gezerah, you don't have a right to say, here the gezerah doesn't apply. And there's a lot of discussion of which type, which elements are included in the assumptive gezerot, and which ones would only be us if there is an actual gezerah. By the way, the issue of assumptive gezerot lies behind a lot of things that are assumed to be usur, even though there may not be any real basis for there being usur. In other words, if you can't find a real isur to use electricity on Shabbat, there's nobody, nonetheless, who was matur using electricity on Shabbat. Everybody figured out a way to look at it as being usur. Correct? Again, because it's an assumptive issue. Once you'll be matir that, then there's absolutely nothing of dinam of Shabbos. It will be left, because everything ends up being done for you by your pressing a button. So where are people going to end up now keeping Shabbos? They'll make machines that will do everything for them, and all they'll do is talk to the machine. Is there this or talk to the machine? It's certainly not the dinam. Shvus akum, so you have a robot doing whatever you want. And what's the problem? So there needed to be, it was clear at the time that this was the end of Shabbos, unless we find something that's a problem. So you find the problem.
When did that happen?
Whenever it came. Wherever, in any location, and you find it, in every location where electricity arrived, everybody said it was us. Everybody came up with a different reason, but everybody said it was us. So it's one of those things. The only ones that are a little bit makele, the Sfardim, you know, turn on lights on Yom Tov and so on. But
really?
Yeah, that was their sign. Yeah, okay. That's the sugya, actually. Hashma Hasko? Different question, huh? Poor Rabbi Balyakov. I told you, it reminds me of my father's exile in Ramation. About the Chazan. There had been a Chazan by Rabayakov. There was a Rav in Baltimore who had a Upaskin that you can use a microphone on Shabbos. No? And he had from his Rebbe, you know, the dinim of electricity in such a way that no problem. It was asked because of Hashvas Kol, or because you create sparks in the microphone, or because there's a million reasons that not. Fine. Rav Moshe Paskin, that you can't use a microphone. It's one of the big issues in the post-war times. Can use a microphone in shops. So in his shul, they used the microphone. And it got to a point in which a chazan that had used the microphone on Shabbos was not employed by an Orthodox shul anymore, because obviously he's not Mekayim Mitzvah Shabbos and the Pal Shabbos. So all based on Ramesh's psak. So there was a particular maisa where there was a chazan that had been a chazan by Rabbi Palyakov, and that they weren't allowing to be a chazan on their shul based on the Meshach's psak. So my father's Zatzal, just to puncture the bubble, went over to Ramesha Zatzal, and he asked him, if somebody paskins that the microphone is mutter, do you have a problem with that? The chazan follows the psak as well. Chazan is shalom. Thank you. That was the end of the issue. You know, they're taken for granted. Oh, it's Vaday Chilul Shabbos. I'm good. You paskin Chilul Shabbos. He paskin is not Chilul Shabbos. That's the problem. It's not what the guy was doing. Again, there's certain things that we need to ask. That's all. Then we'll figure out why it's us.
I heard it's from the Ozer book by Chaim Ozer, and Chaim Ozer said so. He made Havdalah over electric light to show that it's dafka, that it's mamashesh.
In order to get people to be
show that it's mamashesh, he made Havdalah. Chaim Ozer made Havdalah over electric light to show that it's esh.
Very nice. Okay. So even the kachodah, I said it. Yeah. Mi be'er hakar. What is this be'er hakar anyway, exactly? My be'er hakar. Omar Shmuel, hakar is not from a lashon of cold or a lashon of mikor. It's a lashon of hikru alea dvarim. They sat there and they were mevatel the shvus of dragging out of a galgal. And they were matir it for a particular purpose. Now this makes the problem of our precedent a serious problem. Because if they needed to be matir it, then obviously it had been usher. It means that there was an etzem takona not to use a galgal. And indeed Rashi's lashon over here is bitlu takanat hashvut lemalote menu bigalgal peshat. So there was a takona. So then why? I was a child, the takana didn't apply in Bechuza. So if this is what it means, shikru alei advarim, then we'll have to say that there was indeed a standing gezeir that needed a heter, in which case, the other approach to cases where we're matir in a particular circumstances, is to say, lechatchila lo gozru ela b'makam shiyesham ginois, and so on. That type of thing. But the gezeira included in its definition that in a place where it's shaykh to come to usage of the water, not to be using a gaga. Which the Sfatemes points out creates a terrific problem here, because there weren't no ginot in the Beis HaMikdash either. So why did they need to be matrim? If you're telling me that was part of the takona, so what's the issue then? It has nothing to do with Einshvus B'Mikdash. But even the same location should also be matrim. He says a very shvach teretz. So the kash is a lot better than he says. But it's a tremendous problem, the sugya. In any event, they sat there and they were kere, all types. In other words, hikru means everybody brought a raya. Hikru. I bring a raya from here. I'll read over this halacha. This guy's holding his kitzur. He's holding his Mishnah Brura. And everybody read out what they held was the reason that it would be mutter. Meisvei, come on, how could that be what it means? It says, lo kol haborot hakarot hitiru. What is that supposed to mean? What, you mean there's a whole list of these borot where everybody stood there with the Mishnah Brura? I mean, obviously, it refers to a type of bor, not a historical event. So what is it? Lo kol haborot hakarot hitiru. This is the only one, zubilvat. This is the only one. What are you going to call it, a borot hakar? There are other borot hakar. So that can't be the pshat. Elo amar of Nachum by Yitzchak, it must mean from a lashon of be'er mayim chayim. It's a way of referring to a bor that is connected to a source that continuously refills itself, which is a be'er mayim chayim, even though it's a bor, and it's based on the pasuk. Meaning that in the same way that such a bor renews its water, so too does Klal Yisrael always find a way to screw up again. So in other words, we'll be misakin one thing, but don't worry, there's always more where that came from. That's how the Navi makes his point.
So what about springs and wells and
yeah.
roads?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll throw Erica out of
we'll bring him back. Gufa. This was a special situation. What was the special situation? Because kishalu b'nei ha-gola chonu aleha. When they came up from the gola, they needed this water desperately. And this was the only source that they had at the time that they could use in Yerushalayim. And the Nevi'im, Shebeinayim, Hitiru Lahem, the people that had come up with Nevi'im, in other words, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, were martyred. And the truth is, it isn't really the Nevi'im. That's a nice way of saying it, but lo Nevi'im Shebineim, Ela Minag Avotam Biyadeim. They had a minhag to use that bar, and to call Yisrael or B'nai Nevi'im, essentially. So in other words, that, it could be that its source originally was indeed Zechariah and Malachi, but what it means is that there was all, this bar was grandfathered in, as we would say it today, so that you could use this bar.
Only this one.
Only this one you could use, because they were martyred because of Tzarech HaRabi, but the Menei Golan, since there were rabbis there, they wouldn't come to you. It doesn't say why. In other words, they used a lot of various heterim to show that this particular case should be mutter.
And it's, therefore it's mutter l'daris?
No, and therefore this bar is mutter l'daris. They were martyred particularly. No, there were oila for the vinyan, not like the normal case of the pasagirot. Yeah. It's not like pasagirot where it becomes a shulman.
No, I assume it's like somewhere between
Eber and Yarnet. The war overflowed a couple of years ago and scared the Arabs that the Nebula was happening.
Where?
On Harabite.
Oh, really? Maybe we should sneak a little nose in there.
All the rugs became soaked in the rug, et cetera.
And you can see what you can see. There was a wet spot on the outside of the coattail.
Yeah, but I thought they thought it was the
coattail.
There's all types of systems about that wet spot. On Harabai, so the spring went out, but the thing is, the air stuff is when the water's going to stretch, you do it. At least in there.
Sounds like it.
There's a gansamite. Something
ready.
Sheretz shenim tzabe migdash kohen mitzio v'haymaimu shalom neshahat tatumah liver of Yochanan member. If we find a dead sheretz that would be mitame, so we don't leave it in the Beit HaMikdash. On the other hand, the kohen can't touch it with his hands, since it would become tamei. But what he does is he can take his avnet, and he can carry this, even though normally it would be muktzah, of course, but he can carry it out on Shabbos, even though clearly the avnet will become tameh from a sheretz. It's more kedai to be metame the avnet than to spend the time that would be required to find a piece of shute kriyot or a special plier that they would have made out of eitz for such purposes. Because we don't want even a moment to leave the tumah there. So apparently this is nogea the question of the sending out shlichut tmeim min hamikdash. So therefore, if you have something tamei, there's a chiyuv to get rid of it immediately. That's what it sounds like. So says Reb Yochanan ben Brocha, that they weren't kosher. So says Reb Yehuda Omer, no. Vitzevet shalates. Don't use tzvat shalates. Don't use a hemane. Don't use the piece of clothing, an avnei, because then you'll be marbetuma. And you'll be making the avnei tame. You don't want to be marbetuma in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how Tosfos learns. Rashi learns the problem is that you're going to have an iser of making the avnei tame. Is my book. That's fine. There's no, where's the iser? No, Yisra and Dvar Mekudashim. So the Yisra and Tumah in the Mikdash. So the problem would be that then you would have something Tameh in the Mikdash. So use better at Tzvat of Eitz. We'll see what the Machlokas is in the Gemara. Mehechan Motzinoto. Where do we say this halacha that under all circumstances, even though it's Muktzah, and even though it may cause Tumah, you have to go ahead and get rid of this thing? Dafka mina heichal mina olam. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, why dafka those places? Wherever the Torah gave an iser of having shiyas tumah in the Mikdash, so if a person would go into such a place, betumah, that he would be chayev, so then there's the place where we have to get rid of the tumah, no?
The whole
Makom HaMikdash, including the
Azores, but not the
Harbor.
Right?
No, but a place where a goy can go, a goy can take it out. You can have a goy take it out. So obviously, it cannot be a place where a goy can go.
Goy can get into the
Goyim. Barnea will tell you about his neighborhood. They have a big sign in his neighborhood that threatens any guy that comes in here with death. No?
Yep,
three of them. Right there in Barnea's neighborhood.
Which you can now see without paying $200 especially. It's now open normally in the Istanbul Museum.
Excellent. If you'd like to see it, you can go to the Istanbul Museum.
No, you can see it already in the Rockefeller Museum.
That's a
friend. That's only a copy.
No, it's not. It's a whole one. There's three. They found three. One was a fragment.
The whole section.
Come on, Richie. Archie Avo, our cousin Ashlishi. We have three of them. We have three professionals right here.
Oh, only have
what do you expect? Three-way arguments.
I'm an amateur.
I haven't seen it.
A sign in Greek.
In any event.
It says, what does the sign say in Greek?
It says, any non-Jew that enters here will be shot.
Hanaton,
strangled. In Greek. You take your life in your own hands.
On the, at the hill. Outside of the Azor.
The ancient correspondence.
Outside the Azor.
What's the last point about the book?
In the Mishnah, the Azor. In the sign was at the point of the hail. They had the sign. Right? The sign of the Storik is the area of the hail. Right. Okay. Anyway, what about the other places? Sharam el kolam mekamot. You find it anywhere else? We don't take it out. The Adayin. Instead, you take a psachter, which is a large pot. And you put the pot upside down over it, and that way no one will come to contact it. And you wait, and after Shabbos, you take it out.
When the cleaning lady comes, she'll take care of it.
Rabbi Shimon Omer. That's what Aaron was talking about. And there are no cleaning ladies. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Makom she tiru lecha chachamim.
And there's no problem being mevatel a kli from its.
Also. Kol makom she tiru lecha chachamim mishalcha natnu lecha. This is the closing words of the Mishnayos in Erevin. Wherever the chachamim are matir, they're only matir what was already yours. They don't do me any favors. What this has to do with the case that we were just talking, we'll see in the Gemara tomorrow. Shelo itir lecha ela mishum shvut. All things that are mutter were only mutter because they asked it mishum shvut. So what they're matter, only being matter, what they asked. Omer Eftavi bar Kisna, Omer Shmuel, Hamachnis tamei sheretz lemigdash, chayim. But sheretz atzmo pater. Fascinatingly, if you have, let's say, a kli that was tamei b'sheretz, so then you would be chayiv. Rashi says here, and it seems to be a mistake. The Gro says that it must be a copy. It's error. Rashi says over here to be chayiv karet, whereas it says beferish in the Braita that there's no chayiv karet on bringing in a kli. There's an iser lav, and Rashi himself brings in an akremot that the iser on such a thing would only be a lav. But in any event, you would be chayiv malchus. But if you bring the sheretz itself, amazingly, the sheretz itself, you would be potter on. Why is that? My time up. Omar Cross, since the Torah says, Mizachar ad nekeva tishalechu, the din of shiluach tmeim min amigdash, mentions male or female. What's the point of male or female? To tell me that only mi sheyesh lo tahara b'mikdash. The only thing that there's a chi of the Arisa to send out is something that could be tahar. Whereas a sheretz cannot be tahar by putting in a mikveh, even though we try to do that all the time, type of a sheretz together. Yeah. But it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
So there's no tahar of a mikveh. There's no chi of shiluach to me.
Well, to step up from the sheretz, being in a bag and in your hand, at least.
Lema misayale. Let's see if we can bring a raya. Mizachar nekevat shalechu prat lekli cheres. Even Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Why in the world would male and female be mamayet a kli cheres as opposed to anything else? Oh, my time, labishur. What's unique about kli cheres is the lesser tire of a mikveh. The only tire of a kli cheres is bishvira. You can't put it in a mikveh. In which case, it's a riot to Shmuel. That indeed the way to darshim is ochrad nekeva, is to say the common denominator is tarbe mikveh. Says the Gemara, it could be mishinaaser av hatuma yatzak licheres She'enonas avatuma. Could be the point over here is that only something that, not because they know Tarma Mitzvah, but because only something which is similar to Zochar and the Keva in having an ability to become an avatuma. Sheretz certainly is an avatuma. He just doesn't have to have the mitzvah. If the common denominator of Zochar and the Keva is the level of tuma to which it shayeth, then it's no raya to Shmuel, because then there would be another reason for a Kli Cheres not coming into the Mikdash. So it doesn't, can't prove it from here. Limeke Tanoi. Lechora, it's a machlokas Tanoi, based on our Mishnah. Sheret shenimtza b'mikdash, kohen motzio b'amayno, shelo l'shod l'tavuma, de Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, you must get rid of the sherets. Oh. So in other words, according to him, you're in a matzav in which you're being over on shihiyat tumah on a sheretz because of the fact that there's a chiyuv of shiluah tameim, even though it says mizofrad nekeva, includes a sheretz. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it's better to find that tzvat shel eitz, and that way you're not going to be marba tumah, shalol rabot et tumah. Now, I would assume that the machlok is between Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Yehuda has to do with the following: my la boka mifuke, man diomer shalolish hod. The man diomer who says Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says get it out of there as quickly as possible. He obviously disagrees with what Shmuel said, and Shmuel was not basing his mind on him because of Ramach the Sheretz Mikdash Chayab, and therefore it's a chiyuv to get rid of it immediately. Man diomer shalol rabot. The man diomer who says no, it's more important not to be marv additional tuma than to worry about leaving it here. You can leave it for a while. So apparently he holds hamachnis sheretz migdash patur because the Torah didn't bechayev yishalechu unless it's a zochav and a keva that has tayr b'mikvah lafuke the din of sheretz. More not necessarily. Obviously Shmuel would taina that the kulei alma. Or actually, the Rishonim, there's apparently a different Yirsa. But the Kulei Alma Chayev, V'Ocha V'Ocha Mifuge, Mar Sover Shuye Tuma Adiv, Umar Sover Afushe Tuma Adiv. Could be that Miyikra Din about the Sheretz, maybe everybody would hold that you have to get it out of here. They don't even have a riot from one Shita to Shmuel. The only thing is, what is better? Is it better indeed to get it out more quickly, or is it better not to have something else which is also going to be metame in the Azor? Okay, well, how about Kahani Tanoi? But there's definitely a riot that Shmuel's Machlok is Tanoi from the following Mishnah, which is our Seifa, to Tzame Heichen Motzi Noto. What does it say in the end of the Mishnah? What is the point in the Beit HaMikdash where you take it and explain to me what possible Svara there would be for to say that the only place to take it out is min ulam, and min ulam lam is bayach, and so on, and min haheichal. I understand. If you're telling me we're looking to the place of Yisr, so then it's like Rabbi Akiva said. There's no difference. I mean, wherever there's an Yisr, the Yisr includes the entire Azorah. Unless that's good for the machlokas. So my love of the mitzvah, man diomer mi Azorah. So mi Azorah lo, the man diomer who says that, well, certainly not from the Azora. So why not? It must be that he holds Kesavra Makbasharetz Mikdash Patur. Actually, there's no need, Midioraita, to get it out of here. Why then are we moving it? Yeah, it's not nice. It's Kovad Hashchina. You're going to have a Sheretz lying there. It's disgusting. Better to get it out. Not because of the Chiyuv, but simply because the Rabbanan say, look, we're not going to be geyser shvus b'migdash, which pogeya in the Kovad Hashchina. Mashenkein, Rabbi Akiva, who says, what do you mean? You have to get it out from everywhere. So the man, Yomer Mikula Azora, so according to him, he holds Kasava Chayat. He holds that there's a Chiyav D'Araisa to get rid of it. It's not because of Kovad Hashchina. It's because of an Isra Teira. Rabbi Yochanan, actually, says Rabbi Yochanan, both of them, Shnei and Nikra Echad Dorshu, the question over here about the getting it out is a different issue. Could be everybody holds that you can't bring in a sheretz, that you would be chayav. But the question over here is since it says in the Torah that Vayavo HaKohanim Lipnima Beit Hashem L'Taher, so the Kohanim came in all the way to get rid of all of the Avodah Zorah and so on, which is Metame. They went into the Heichal and they took it all out. And where did they bring it to? Vayotziu et kol ha-tumah asher matzu b'Heichal Hashem l'chatzar Beit Hashem. What happened to the Chatzar Beit Hashem? Vayekablu ha-Leviim lohotzi l'nachal kidron chutza. Came along the Leviim and they took over to bring it out to Nachal Kidron to get rid of all of the Avodah Zarah. Why did they give it over to the Leviim? So Marasavar mida Ashri ba'Zorah, that it should be the Leviim, it must be that Tuba ba'Zorah Leka. In other words, once it was in the Azorah already, no, the Kohanim do not have a responsibility to get rid of it. So actually, to bring it in obviously is Asur. But we see that we're Mako when it comes to the Azorah, that we don't have to go right away, take it out, the Leviim will handle it. Omar Sovar, the other man, the Omar, that has nothing to do with it. What the problem over here is that the etzem, the din of Shmiras HaMikdash and Siluk Tuba Men HaMikdash is always given to the hands of the Leviim. That's part of their job. Elamai, the lady's not allowed to go into the Heichal. So where the Kohen had no choice but to do it, they did it with Kohanim. But the moment that Leviim were possibly there to take over, so ad heicha de lo efshe b'leviim mafkir kohanim. But certainly, after the efshe b'leviim, well, we're going to continue and say, okay, let the Kohanim handle the tumah and do the job of the Leviim. It doesn't make any sense. The whole point of the Leviim is to create a barrier between kahuna and the contact with these kind of issues. So on the contrary, at that moment, let the Leviim take over, but it has nothing to do with the status of the Azorah being less of a hakpoda legabe tumah than the status of the Heichal. It's completely irrelevant, that issue.
So it's the issue of the lady being able to come into the Azorah and not be ruling instead. If I find her in the room, I'll already take it out of the whole area. We're assuming that is great.
I don't understand.
Yeah, she said that the problem is only the room is there, but not all of the Azorah. Would be in the Heichal. So there would be enough, if you can take it down to the Azorah, you don't have to go out any further. We'll be able to take over even in the Azorah.
You're saying even Beinolam is there? We'll go over this piece tomorrow. Are we doing a Siyam tomorrow? Boskin mel, akagabi kevish bishlo yachliku. Umimalim, ibaragolam, ibaragadol, begagal bishabbat, biberakar, biyom tov. Ooh, and we forgot to even discuss the very nogea halach about whether you're allowed to knock on a door on Shabbos. Romile Ravika, bipashuni al rov. Boskin mel, akagabi a kevish bishlo yachliku. Dafka b'migdash. In other words, b'medina lo. Ay, v'raminu, chotze sh'nitakala b'memeku sh'ami mevi tevin umra deva. Sh'ani tevin lo mevatele. Om revach, b'rei rabbi ravashi, and the melach? What's it talking about? Mevatele? Kamos rabinyan. Ido lo ka mevatele? Ka b'chatzitza? B'eloch ha sevorim l'kevesh du lava v'idei. V'lo, ha'ksiv v'ikriv ha'kvenes ha'kov v'kira mizbecha v'yom ha'mar zo l'achat evorim l'kevesh. Memalim bi baragola ulo yitlo levera benasha. Ata u gavra torah haboba. Oma manai. Litchal gufe de gamacher el shabata. Omle rabba. Lo asre elash kosho shir. Eitze abaya malin bedyuke metife miark lechole b'shabat. Lechole in levorim lo. Se hechi domi lav de nim de kaboy levitar. Shmami ulude kala osir. Lo, de tir ha kaboy de linim. De mishtamea ki kala de zamzume. Which is a nice sound. אצבע. המשמר פירות אבני עופות לא אבני החיה, משמר כדרכו בשבת ובד, שלא יספק ולא יטפח ולא ירקד, כדרך שהוא עושה בחול. ומי טיימה, לאו תקמולי קולה, וכל איגודי קולה עושה, even though it's a bad sound. אומר לך רבי יעקב, no, גזירה שם איתו צרור, and because he's doing an עובד בחול. ולא הודי אומר, אם יום רב, נשים המשחקות באגוזים, אסור. מי טיימה, לאו תקמולי קולה, וכל איגודי קולה זה עושה, even though it's just the sound of banging marbles. לא, דיום אותי ושבו גומות. You load them off, the other reviewed the Shima Sakakot, the Tapuchimasur. Over there, it's also a big color, my with the Kalika. And the Yamatu Shwegumas. Tanat, Mal, Nibaragalami Bargado, the Gagal Bishabad, and this is Dafka, the Megadash, but Medina Law, my time. La Mishum, the Lude Kalavas. No. There Mishum Shamiyamali, the Ginato, the Kurvato. Indeed, a Mimar Shoil, a Mimla, the Gilgola, the Mahuza. Oma, my time goes to Rabbana. Shema Yamala again at all of Ato? Eh! Akalogina, Ikalogurika. Even the Kotazo, the Katoroba Kitna, Osalu. Ube Erakar, by the Erakar. Omashmu Boshi Hiku Aleatvori, Pitiru. Maitve local Haborota Keroti Tiro, Ela Zubovad, Iamachi Grudvorim, my Zubovad. Elombra Nagra Yitzhak, it means Be Er Mayim Chayim. It is ki hakir bayir memea kein hikera ra'ata gufa lo kol haborot hakerot hitiru elazu bilvad ukishalu b'nei agola chanu aleha unvim shebineyem hitiru lehem v'lo nivim shebineyem ela min hagavatoyhem biyadehem.
Yes, problem.
Oh, sorry. Sherech nimts be migdash koy motzio be hem ein of shalol ishot et atuma dem rabbi yochim avrok rabbi yom rabbi tzvat shal eitz shalol rabot et atuma mi eche motzin oto min eche min olam un ven olam lo nizbe after rabbi shimon ben nazar rabbi kiv omer kol makom shechayo ben nazar don akare va shigato chatat mishan motzin oto shar kama mekomot kofin ola psachter rabbi shimon omer makom shitiru lecha chachamim mishalchan natnu lecha shoritziru lecha ela mishum shuz. Omer Tabi Bar Kisvel Meshmuel, Amaklis Tamei Sheretz Lemigdash Chayav, but Sheretz Atzmo Patur. My time on Makrom Mizachar Va'ad Nekevat Shalechu. Dafka Mishiyesh Otara B'Mikva Yotza Sheretz Shen Otara B'Mikva. Leima Misayale Mizachar Nekevat Shalechu. Practically Cheres Tiver Rabbi Yosi Aglila Maglili. My time Alam Mishum Deletli Tara B'Mikva. No. It's because Mishan Asavatuma, Yotakli Kersha Inun Asavatuma, which has nothing to do with a Sheret, which is an Avatuma. Lene Kitanon, Sheret Shenim Sabemitesh, Koen Motsio Behamino, Shalola Shotatuma, Divir Yokunim and Broker, if you don't remember Tzvat Shalait Motsio, Shalola Rabotatuma, I assume my love will come in for it. Mandiyono Shalola Shot, Kasavra Makishat Sabitash Hayav. Mandam Shalom Rabot, because I'm not handsome. There's no fear by Mark the Sheriff's Lamidash. Let's do it in the best way. Look, Kuliyama Chayat. Oh, welcome, you forget. Mar Sabra Shuhuye Tumadi, or Mar Sabra Fushi Tumadi. Ella Kahanitanoi, though. How about Titzam Echemotino Tominam, Ulama Mizbeach, and so on, or Mikola Azora? So, my love, welcome, you forget. Mandam Yazora, lo. Kosovra, Mark the Sheriff's Lamidash is pot. The only reason that we're taking it out, even though it's mux, is because it quotes Shechina. Whereas man yomer mikula azara, kosova chayav, wherever there's a chiyav, there's a chiyav all over the azara. Omer Yochanan v'shnei mikrecha dorsh, vayavo hakohanim lepnima beit Hashem letaher, vayotziu et kol atuma asher matzu beichal Hashem lechatzar beit Hashem, vayikablu alaviyim lotzil nachal kidron chutzla. So now, Mar Savar, Bide Ishtini Bazara, Bolivian, apparently, Tuma Bazara Leka, or Mar Savar, Ad Echadolo Efsha Bolivian, and the Echal, and so Nakikon, Hashta the Efsha Bolivian, still on the time, Mikon.
Even though they weren't in the time of the